Peebles 1 and Peebles 2. This is a voice note for both these wines. My family, my mother's mother, came from a place called Bredasdorp. They were farmers there. And as a wedding gift, she got a little piece of land, a little plot right next to the ocean in a place called La Gallas. And La Gallas is the most southern point of Africa. So that area you call Cape of Gallas. And I always wanted to get something from that area. And in harvest a couple of years ago, a lady phoned me and said, listen, they've got two little vineyards there. They've got a Sauvignon Blanc and they've got a Semillon vineyard. And both these vineyards, they made wine from, but they've got extra grapes. They decided to make a little bit less in that year. So obviously, Cape of Gallas, really great area. So I said yes to that. Very harsh conditions, a lot of wind, and also quite cool climate. And yeah, so I made the first two, and the grapes are from a town called Bartskeerdersbos. And Bartskeerdersbos is a couple of kilometers from Cape of Gallas, but it means beard shaver's bush. So we have a spider in South Africa we call the beard shaver. And the beard shaver builds his nest from hair, like animal hair and human hair or any kind of hair. And there's this myth that at night the beard shaver comes into your bed and he shaves off your beard and he takes the hair and he builds his nest. So I drew this picture of it's actually myself. I did this sort of a spray paint kind of thing with a guy with half a beard and the big spider on his cheek. Now that picture turned out not to be look like me. It actually looks like a guy, Victor Matfield. Victor Matfield's a very famous South African rugby player. So it actually looks like him, but it's actually me. And it's got the spider on the guy's face, and it basically that's the beard shaver spider busy eating off this guy's beard. And then Peebles 2, yeah, so Peebles 1 is the Sauvignon Blanc, and it's mostly the Sauvignon Blanc. There's a little bit of the Semillon in that as well, but very little, like in 20%, 15%, it differs from year to year. It fermented in old French oak, and for a year it was left on the lees and then bottled. And Peebles 1 is a straight Semillon. And the Semillon is the neighboring vineyard of Peebles 1. And also made in the same way, pressed to old oak, French oak barrels, fermented in barrel, aged for 1 year. And we just blended and bottled. The wines are there to age. So it's wines that's got a proper acidity, great freshness. But it drinks well now, obviously. It's really fine now. But it's going to show its true colors in a couple of years. So I would say put it away for at least 3 years, and let's see what it turns out to be. But I think it's definitely a wine you should age for a bit.